crop is late, Arlen. There's no doubt about that. The numbers from the USDA indicate we're like 25-30% behind or more a year ago. What do you see as the major ramifications right now on corn and soybeans because of the lateness of this crop?
Well, I think the biggest threat is still the impact of the delayed progress as we come on to a major freeze now in the northwestern Midwest, a significant winter storm, and just how much did the crops hurry up to try to reach maturity or as close as they could possibly to maturity, and how did that impact the size of the kernels? And one of the things that I said back in June is that with the lateness of the crop, we're probably not going to know the scope of the problems with the crop until the combines roll, because we're not going to know the size of the kernels. And that hasn't really been reflected in USDA reports to this point, because they were too immature for the September report to even weigh the samples for the most of the crop, except for the early planted crop. More of it will be, was ready to be weighed in this report, so I would expect a little bit more of that be reflected here. But the potential impacts of the crop shutting down early, the freeze coming up in northwestern parts of the Midwest this weekend, and the snows are significant, will have a significant agronomic impact, and create a lot more problems for farmers in that area.
Arlen, I know you backed down your number from your company on what you think the crop will be, but it still seems to be extremely large. Does that reflect how big the crop would have been in a normal year, or just the fact that farmers look like that they go with the intent of making sure they get every bushel they can no matter the conditions?
You know, farmers are obviously going to try to get every bushel that they can regardless of the conditions, and they're going to do their best to do that. What I fear is that we'll have a lot of wet, low test weight corn going into the bin. We'll have significant shrinkage and quality issues as we try to dry that down. But it's just one of the natures of a wet stress year is you really don't know the size of the crop until the combines roll. And I fully respect the process that our company survey takes in determining what yields are and getting the perceptions of the people out there in doing so. But here again, that's all before we combines roll, and that doesn't reflect the kernel size, which you really can't know until you actually get into the field. And as we look at the early yield results that have been coming in, we see numerous yields, not in Iowa, because Iowa is obviously the garden spot of the Midwest. It has its share of problems, but it's better than anywhere else in the Midwest. But as we look across much of the rest of the Midwest, where we're seeing yields come in 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 bushels below a year ago level, and on soybeans it's even worse from a percentage standpoint. Not that it's a total disaster, but when I think it's all said and done, we find out that the crop does get smaller rather than bigger, and that's just what I would expect in a wet, adverse year where the crop looks good during the year, but then just doesn't quite fill as we would expect it to from an agronomic standpoint.
Last question on this area. Do you expect an uptrend in prices because of what you've laid out as the possibilities for yield and quality?
Well, the problem with the market right now is focused on demand. As long as we have trade wars going on, then they assume that that's going to slow the global economy, the global economic growth, which it is doing, and that slows demand for commodities, which it is doing. If we were to have a trade agreement, that could totally change the fund's perception of how they're trading these markets. But at this point, we do not have a trade agreement. I think they're going to stay in this mantra. We can still sustain a rally in that environment, but it just means that the commodities have to have a stronger story to convince the funds to sustain that rally, to justify rationing demand further with higher prices. And so far, the market simply doesn't have that. If we were to see a yield drop down into the low 160s on corn or below 46 on soybeans with a big drop in soybean acres this year, then I think it would start to get the market nervous. I think it would start to focus on the fact of, oh no, small crops tend to get smaller. What if this crop does continue to get smaller in the month of November and into January? And I think the attitude of the funds would probably change at that point. That's the big if, is does USDA drop yields enough to flip the psychology of the market?
Well, that transitions us into the gorilla, and that is, what about October or in the near future, a potential end to this trade war? Is there a possibility there?
There is a possibility of a partial trade agreement. This whole trade war is about much more than the trade imbalance. If it was just about the trade imbalance, we would have had an agreement a year ago. It has much more to do with the future of the world order, so to speak, on whether it's going to be primarily capitalistic and democracy or communism. Based on Communist China's current goals and ambitions, which it has clearly stated its desire for dominance. And so that has significant long-term implications that are creating us some pain right now. But a partial agreement would be possible that would essentially have China buying the commodities that they want and need right now, which would be soybeans, maybe some corn and ethanol, probably some crude oil, liquefied natural gas, and the United States delaying implementation of the next round of tariffs, which would help the U.S. economy and help give President Trump a win in the face of his impeachment inquiry right now ahead of the 2020 election. The news headlines over the past 24 hours would seem to back away from that, like maybe that is not going to happen now, but you never know what is simply positioning for the negotiations. So I remain skeptical overall, but I respect the fact that there is a possibility that we could get a partial deal here. If we don't have one within the next few weeks, I don't think we'll have a deal before the elections.